Blog Talk Radio.
To Linus in the studio with LSV. Today you're on the line with Linus, of course, your in-house psychic reader, and our numerologist and going to be psychologist Brenda is also on the line with us today. And I want to thank everybody for joining us. Today is what? Today is March 6th. All right. Just moving on. We're still in Mercury retrograde. We only got maybe two more weeks to go, and we'll be out of that mess, thank God. Woo-wee. This has been a good Lucy. But anyway, so going on, and don't forget, every Wednesday throughout March, we will be having psychic readings from 3 to 4 o'clock, and that's 6 to 7 o'clock on the Eastern Seaboard. So we welcome everybody. Was there any announcements or anything before we get started, Brenda?
None that I can think of. Stay warm out there.
Okay. Well, we had a call. She just dropped off the line. Jeez. Okay.
Oh.
Maybe it was somebody just wanted to listen.
Well, we're just going to get back into the thick, you know, the rolling of things, and then people, you know, they're going to get back into, okay, she is there. So.
Yes, yes. And also let me say, for anybody that wants a psychic reading, to go to my website, that's theessenceofsuccess.com, all one word. And on the right-hand side of the website, you'll see that you can request a reading from me. I do readings Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And also, my book is on there, Are You Ready? It's a book of poetry. You're more than welcome to buy that. And you can listen to the show. So either on Sunday or Wednesday show, you can listen on the left-hand side of the website at any time. It streams 24/7. You can also hear it on iTunes, on iPhone, so to your discretion. Okay. Well, Brenda, I guess should we start? I was going to talk about economics, my prediction, or was there anything that you think we should talk about, really?
Oh, you know, just the things in the past couple of weeks have me sort of outside the scope of the world, but so I will certainly chime in if there's something that I think that's going on, but that I could really speak to. But let's hear what your predictions are.
Okay. Well, these were my predictions for economics for this year. Now, the first quarter of this year, you'll see an increase in the stock market concerning farming, art, culture, pharmaceutical products. One truly needs help. The other two are greedy. There will be a slight increase in the housing market. Employment will be sky high again, but will help out folks in the reconstruction after Storm Sandy. There will be a lot of companies bidding on work to be done, which opens doors for the unemployed. Well, I want to say this. If anybody has been watching the stock market this week, Monday, it shot up sky high, and it hasn't done this since 2007. So that is validation for me as far as I said the first quarter of the year. So we'll just have to see. This is March, but it's looking pretty good. The housing market hasn't really done any significant change. And then on unemployment, well, I want to say for the employed, especially federal workers, my heart goes out to you. You guys got to go on furlough. I don't know if it's going to go back in the states. We'll have to do it again at the state level, but I know on the federal level, they are going to be doing furlough again, I think 1 or 2 days a month.
And I wonder if everyone understands this. My mom used to work for the DEA, And she went on furlough, and so we had to talk about this. It was several years before she retired and during the Clinton administration. And so I know a lot of people probably think, oh, those fat cats in the government. But what happens when you go on furlough at the government level, you're not going to get paid your salary. So when payday comes, you're not getting the money. Or it's some people actually are able to not work, and so they just have to use their sick time or whatever. But like DEA, that was a division that was forced to continue to work, and that meant they were still not getting paid, but they still had to work. And they could not use unemployment. They could not use unemployment, and they could not use the Social Security benefits, say like welfare. So I know that there may be people out there who think, well, so what, the government people are on furlough. Just imagine if you had to go to work and you were forced to work without getting paid and you weren't going to get the money you needed to get your groceries and you couldn't go on unemployment. So furlough is a lot more than just this nice little word like, okay, so they get to take time off. It's more than that.
Yeah.
Just in case somebody out there didn't know.
It's good to explain that because it's true. It really does affect them more than one way. You are so correct about that.
Yeah, because government furlough is a little bit different than private agencies.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I actually was teasing my mom back then. I said, oh, you wanted that security of that government job, and I was laughing about it, but then she explained the whole story.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
It's rough all over for the whole nation.
Yes,
you know,
it
really is.
Well, we got a call. We got a call.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Area code 917, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. How can we help you today?
God bless you, ladies. Hi, it's Tina from New Jersey. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tina. How you doing? Girl, did you guys get any snow back there, or how you doing?
Yes, we have wind banging up against the walls and everything else. So whatever it is, I'm excited. Whatever it is, at least I'll be in my house cozy, spending time with the Lord. So here's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because I know it's been on the news about another winter storm hitting the East Coast.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Tina, cool. Did we talk to you on Sunday?
Yes.
Tina, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. How you doing?
Absolutely. I am blessed. Yes, I am.
What's the good news?
I just look for any opportunity to connect with my Linus because she makes me happy.
Okay.
That's my herb angel. That's my girl.
She is a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we were just talking about economics. I was going over my predictions. But you know what, Tina, since I got you on the line and Brenda, you know, I think one thing we should discuss about, and I guess maybe could be cyclically too, about when, how do I want to say it, people need to learn to come together and not judge.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, I see this a lot, and I guess it was really prevalent the other day for me to be humbling, but we need to get to the point where we're not judging people about how they look or what they say or their beliefs or, you know, how they go. So I'm just putting it out there to you ladies, too, how you feel about it. Me, I feel like whatever religion or culture or what your race may be, I really do my best try not to judge because I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what battles you're fighting or what good things maybe have happened for you. But because our society initially, when I see you, could be a Muslim, a woman in dress, and I want to start to think bad thoughts. I'm not because, hey, you have to live your life. It may be cultural, but you're still a human being. And you're going to go through ups and downs and stuff. And I don't know, just because you're Muslim, that don't mean that your life was sweet. You know, I'm sure there was things that woman had to go through, you know, or that man. So how do you ladies feel about that?
Well, I was just having a conversation like this with some coworkers, and one thing that I heard Kim Burrell saying, you know, Pastor Kim Burrell, that's the singer, she was talking about, she made an example. she had given an example, and she said, you know what I don't like about the church? She said, if your friend comes to church or people come to church, and then people are quick to talk about, ooh, look what she has on, look at her hair, look at this, look at that. She said, where's the spirit? Why don't you come and say, ooh, how are you today? You know, what is everything okay? Like, where's the concern? She said, you didn't even find out what's going on in my life. You don't know if it was an emergency or whatever's going on in my life that made me dress this way before you start judging me.
Mm-hmm. Or if they don't have the money.
They may not have the money. That might have been the best that they could come forward to the Lord. Hello.
Okay. Right. And also, in the midst of all of that, what was I going to say? I also heard, because I watch the Word Network, I'm constantly filled with the Word. And somebody said the strongest person is the person that cried. The person that is strongest in the morning is the person who cried all night. You don't know what someone is going through. You don't know if it was tears of joy, tears of discipline. You know, whatever they're crying out to their, you know, God, that whatever their religion is, you don't know. And that's something that, with me, like when I looked at the stars like Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson, I realized that they had a whole bunch of yes people around them. But where were the people that was around them that was really sincere? I'm talking about the friend that you could take that mask off in front of the world and say, are you okay? You know, not, oh, do we have the money? Can we pay for this? The real friend, like, are you okay? You know, you can admit your weakness and they can admit theirs. So by you saying that, the thing about life is that in order to, how you do anything is how you do everything. Sometimes you have to do an introspection on yourself every day to see how did you handle things. How did I handle this with my coworkers? How did I handle this with my children? Some people aren't going to do that, but when you spend more time with, when you spend time with God and getting right and repenting, you can't help but have love. You can't help but be humble. So Paula White said before, too, that you are only as strong privately, I mean publicly, as you are privately, meaning that when you can get down and you can take that mask off and you can release and just cry and get it out, then you, the same mercy that you want shown to you, when you wake up that next day, you want to show that same mercy to other people.
Oh, no,
well, I think that when you speak of these specific celebrities, Whitney and Michael, one thing to look at just from a purely psychological point of view, and I'm glad you're bringing up the spiritual point of view. So psychological point of view is that these are two people who couldn't handle being told no. You have to take a look at someone's life and then, you know, backtrack as to what would make them do that. What would make you surround yourself with people who are always going to say yes? Well, obviously you've been told no so many times or in a way that you just couldn't decide, when I get rich enough, when I get famous enough, no one's going to tell me no. I don't care who it is. And that's where we run into problems, when we can't accept no, because the reality is limitations protect us. I'm not saying be in a limited person as far as your potential, but there are times when no is appropriate. It's appropriate for us to tell ourselves, just like you're saying, Tina. Your strength doesn't come from just getting everything you want. Getting everything you want weakens you, because when do you learn to stand? You know, do you build your sea legs so that you can withstand trouble or being told no? And somehow, I don't know if it had to do with their upbringing. I mean, Sissy Houston, she seemed like she was a regular mom. But at some point, I guess when Whitney emancipated to the point where she felt no one's going to tell her no anymore, to the point of her death, the same thing with Michael. And that's a lesson for us all to learn about whether we're standing in private and public. And everything we see in the public is showing us about our private life. Just like you're talking about.
Well, but from another point of view, the perspective that I see with Whitney was that, first of all, I know that she was a Leo, and I know that Leos are very giving. And what someone said about her is that whenever you came to Whitney's presence, she always made sure that you were okay. She would say, are you hungry? Do you need this? Do you need this? Do you need this? So sometimes it could, in other words, it could be the opposite. Some people are so just used to giving, and that they have so many leeches that it drains you after a while.
Well,
that too.
That can
because
be, and that can also.
I'm just saying, that's just like, say if I grew up and say if I really didn't have that much, so now God has blessed me. So, you know, in talking to you, say if you, me, you, and Linus had gone out, and I'm just saying, you said, oh, I wish I had a Chinese doll, you know, my grandma told me about this doll, and just as a friend, I listen to you, and then maybe I come upon that doll, and then I send the doll to you. You know, sometimes we have a desire, the God within us has a desire to want to heal your friends or send love to people, and, you know, sometimes you do it without, you know, you just do it from your heart. But everybody in the world is not built like that, and every relationship should be about reciprocity. So sometimes you can give, but then who's there to give to you?
Well, there comes a point. See, it's one thing, Tina,
ladies,
if you got Linus that doll. Let's say you got Linus that doll. Let's say every time that you're around Linus and Linus said, oh, I really wish I had this or had that, you're going out there getting those things for her.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part I'm talking about that was affecting her life. Because if somebody gets everything that they want whenever they want, here comes the problem when somebody says, no, that's not possible this time. The star Aaliyah, she wanted to bring everybody, she wanted everything on her plane, and nobody was going to tell her no. And she died for it. Yeah, are you willing to die to have everything you think that you want?
Wow.
That's something to think about.
Wow.
It is, honey. You got me and Tina going. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, ladies, hold on. We got a call. Hold on.
Okay.
Thank you. Area code 671, you're on the line with Linus, Brenda, and Tina. How can we help you?
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. This is my first time, I believe, listening in. I was wondering, are you guys doing readings right now? I just tuned in right now.
Yes. Yeah, we were just talking. No, we're doing readings. Who's this? This is Lynn.
My name is Ray, and I'm calling from my home island of Guam. So as we say here on my home island, half a day, todos hamzu. And I mean, hello, everyone.
Well, happy day to you, too. Thank you.
Are you, Ray, are you in the military?
No, I'm half Chamorro, actually. It's like the culture out here. I'm half Guamanian, half Chamorro.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, God bless you.
So out here, I don't know if you guys ever heard, we're very much in the spiritualness and the people who have passed, and we call them tautamonas, as in people who have, in our language, that means people before us. And where I'm at, I don't know if you guys can sense it, there's a lot of energy, I believe, where I'm at, and there's supposed to be, especially on this island. And do you guys pick up anything to where I'm at? And most importantly, the reason why I'm out here is because my grandfather, who raised me, just recently passed away. And I'm here to bury him this weekend in a couple of days.
I was just thinking grandmother or something like that.
And he's right there by you.
Can you say that? So your grandfather's around you.
He sure is. He's right there by you. So you're just putting the body in the ground. The spirit is still alive. The spirit's right there with you. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said grandmother. Well, I was raised by both my grandmother and my grandfather. They were married for 40 years. And she passed away 9 years ago, and he just passed away on the 25th of February. And I'm here at their house right now where I grew up.
Yeah, well, she's the first thing that, when you were talking about the people, then the first thing that went through my, hit me was grandmother, and it continued to get stronger. So, she's in the mix right now, but I believe your grandfather, too.
Yeah,
is there anything that they would
right
like
there.
To tell me as well I'm here? Because, man, they're on my mind a lot. And I was very close to them. I think I was out of the 8 grandkids, I was the closest one to both of them.
That you were almost like their kid to them.
Yeah. That's
okay.
What I was picking up, not as a grandkid, but as their child. Yep. That's what I was picking up too, Brent.
Yeah, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah,
I am
too. God bless you,
But they are there. You see, you understand
they're
protected.
They've never left. They're right there with you. That's why I said it's just the body. The flesh is going in, but the spirit and the soul is right there with you. So they've never left you. They're still there.
Oh, okay.
You
want to
know
if
you need to stay there or not, don't you?
What was that again?
You want to know if you need to stay there or not, don't you?
You know, a part of me is like, man, I wish I could stay here on my island because I love it here and I spent the last 20 years over my summers, but I'm from California. And I am pursuing my bachelor's degree, which is what my grandfather always emphasized. and I'm a communications and major. I have my own radio show here on Blog Talk.
All right. Congratulations.
Yeah, and I'm pursuing my radio career in California, which I have more opportunity in California than I would here on Guam. And, I mean, I would love to stay here, but I just know, I think deep down, my grandfather would want me to finish school in California.
Of course. And he's going to be there with you. When you go, you won't be there by yourself. I can tell you that right now. Your grandfather's going to be there right with you. He's your angel of protection.
And you know what's funny is I tell my mom is every time I go do something and she doesn't want me to go do it, you know, because she's, you know, doesn't want me to get hurt, I tell her, I'm like, Mom, don't worry about it. My grandparents are there with me. I don't even worry about it. You know, I'm and because I'm really that confident in them, because I think in my house in California, I can sometimes sense them. Mm-hmm. When I'm just in my room, I'm in the living room by myself, no one's around me, and I'll see something at the corner of my eye, and I'll look, and it's nothing there. Or the crazy thing is yesterday, here on Guam, my family's very prominent. We have our own cemetery, and we were cleaning it out, and we have a little mini chapel that doesn't have walls, but it's just by bricks or by metal or whatever. And I go look, and I saw a shadow in the chapel, and I went to go look, and it was gone, and I said, that's probably my grandfather right there. And I was just at ease. It put me at ease to know that he was there, or hoping he was there.
Yes, he was there, and he did put you at ease. But I'm telling you, where you go, your grandfather go as well. He is your protective angel. He will always protect you.
Oh, okay, and last thing before I let you guys go, I hope my grandpa appreciates the eulogy that I'm going to be doing this weekend, because my family said that I can do my eulogy for him on this Saturday.
Aww.
Well, of course. Listen, I want to say your mom and dad. Kind of hard for me to say grandparents, because I see them as your parents. But
yeah, they do.
They
look at
so
you like
proud
that.
Of you. They are very proud
they're
of you.
Like their baby.
Yeah. You're not to say they don't love the other kids, but Brenda's right. You're their baby. That's why your grandfather is so protective of you. He doesn't want anybody to bother you or disturb you. But he's very proud of you. Both of them are. But, you know,
yeah.
The grandfather, I feel like you were his heart. Is that what
yeah.
you did, Brenda?
Yeah.
That's what I feel, that he was his grandfather's heart.
Yeah. I held his hand as he was passing away.
Oh, yeah.
And
we all
got to see him take his last breath. And really quick, I'm very interested, if you guys can pick up on anything, does my grandma Miracle have anything to say? Because, man, it's been a very long 9 years without her. And, man, I miss her. And being here on her home island, that she taught me my Chamorro culture.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you something. This is what I keep picking up. There's something in that grandmother house, in your grandparents' house, she wants you to take with you. And
yep.
I don't know what I don't. I see something almost like pyramidish, like, or it may not be a pyramid. It's just, it could be like a little container that holds. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
That's
too,
what
like
keeps
a coming
up, like, and she wants
yeah.
you to take that to your home in California. She wants you to keep that close.
Is
there
a statue,
something like that that was really important between the three of you? Hello?
Huh. Yeah, a statue maybe, or?
It's a little, it's not much bigger than a big grapefruit or something, or it's in that region. I don't know what it is. It's not really a box. It could hold something. And the reason I say pyramid, because it's wider at the base and it goes up smaller towards the top. You can't think of anything?
I cannot. Almost like a little bell.
It's like a top
like
kind of
a
thing,
bell.
You know? It's
yeah.
not like, I don't know what it is. There's something about it. And I don't know if there was something. Is there something in the will that one of them wanted you to have?
No, I don't think they had a will.
Well, there's something in that they want you to take to your home. But I keep getting a real strong impression it's in your grandparents' home. Like,
huh.
take it with
you. It's in there, but it's something small. I almost feel like a figurine.
It could be
You're
a figurine.
You're picking up like a pyramid. I'm picking up almost like a figurine, like something you would pick up and it would ring like a bell. as a sound. You know, that's what I'm picking up, that something like that, almost like a bell. And when he has this, like if he hits it or chimes it,
see, I'm
going to
go
inside. Right,
I'm going to walk in. Maybe hopefully it gets stronger.
Yeah, it'll come right in. You know what I mean? His grandmother will come in when he rings this. I see it. It's like a little figurine, but it's a bell or a chime. It's like when you hold this, it makes a sound. And when it makes a sound, your grandmother appears.
Your
not
grandmother
in the physical,
wants
her, really her spirit right. will come. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm going to look for it because I'm in here now.
But, yeah, look for it. Or maybe one of your siblings or someone knows what the little is.
There's
seems
something
like,
red by it. Ray,
something
look, there's
red.
Something red by it, the color red.
I'm going to remember that because I'm looking right now.
Okay, and it's like a plaid. I'm seeing red, but it's almost like a plaid in it, design.
Mm-hmm. I don't see that.
Red and plaid. Man, okay, see, I'm here because we're Catholic. I see the Virgin Mary. I see Jesus. Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I see the cross. I see her Holy
it's
Bible.
Small.
You'll know.
Well, it might be in a drawer or something, too, so you know, but it's something small, like Brenda said.
You'll know it, Red. And you know what? When you go to sleep at night, this is a great way, because you're talking about your grand. This is like a great introductory way to speak to your loved ones, or for them to connect with you, because we put a lot of blocks up, you know, obstacles, because of what we want to believe is real or not real. When you go to sleep at night, just ask her. It's like, you know, come talk to me in my dream. I'll listen to you. Be open with it. That's a good way to start. And in your dream, she's going to reveal it to you or show you or something, and it's going to lead you to what it is. And you can ask her the question, you know, what is it you want me to take?
Yep.
California.
Yep.
Huh. Okay.
Yep, and she'll tell you. She sure will. That's the best way.
Well,
you know, ladies, I really appreciate this, and I do got to say, sometimes I really wish I had your gift. Because sometimes I just wish I could just tune into them and be like, all right, Grandma, how are you doing today? You know, or what do you want, or what do you think? And, you know, she was the one that we would always have our one-on-ones, and she would, you know, have a good talk with me. And, man,
yeah.
I could have used those so many times. And, man, I really appreciate talking to you guys.
Yeah, but, Greg,
you can.
You don't have to be gifted as a psychic. All you have to do is, like Brenda said, either when you go to bed at night, let me tell you, today, right now, while you're in your grandparents, I keep wanting to say parents, while you're in your grandparents' house, you can talk to them right now. They'll show you right now. You don't have to wait till you go to sleep. You don't have to wait till you're in prayer. Just look up and start talking like, Grandma, blah, 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 and you will feel her presence. It might kind of scare you for a minute because it's so fast, but you will feel her presence. Yeah, just anytime.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when you go back to California, if you... You know, maybe there's a lady you like to talk to or whatever. You're not for sure. Talk to your grandma. Say, Grandma, can you come for a minute? I need to ask you a question. I want to know about this. She will be right there. You will feel her.
Yeah.
Either through hearing in your mind, or you might see something, or maybe music might come on, or maybe you pick up a book and there's a sentence and your grandmother's answered you. You'll know. You will know.
So, Ray,
wow.
They're helping you with your career, too. Yeah,
my career is I really wanted to get into radio. I'm a very vocal person. I'm a very good communicator. You know, because I have my grandfather's eulogy. It's about a 5.5-minute eulogy, and I have it memorized. I'm not going to have any papers in front of me. I'm going to be speaking like it's off the top of my head. And I've been rehearsing in my head this whole trip on my 18-hour flight over here. So, Grandma and Grandpa, if you're there, I hope you guys are there front row listening to my eulogy. Cause
and they will be.
Ray?
Yeah.
You do have it written on paper, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, I'm just... Now, you may be okay, but I'll just say, when I had read the poem at my great-grandmother's, because it was hard to get through the words because I was... It's just who she was so completely. So I'm just going to... Just in case... You might want to put those papers in your pocket. Because sometimes the emotions and the spirits will overwhelm you. And I mean, thank God my cousin's boyfriend came up and stood beside me because I actually started to feel weak. And my voice was very trembly. But you're more of a professional speaker than I am, so...
When you, now, if you don't mind me asking, you being a medium and being and saying that eulogy, did you sense your great-grandmother next to you?
Oh, yeah.
There, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Let me tell you, when my daughter got a light came through the church, and it's still, we still talk about it today. My daughter was standing at the casket speaking, and this light, I mean, not at the casket, but next to it, and this light came through the church window, the sun, and it shined down on the casket as she was talking. Now, if that didn't tell us that Mama wasn't there, I don't know what did.
It was really hard. So,
yeah, lady, if you don't mind me asking one last question, because I know you have a show to do, one last question.
Okay.
I was raised by three grandparents, my grandma and my grandpa, that you are on my dad's side, and also a great grandmother. Her name's Elisa, on my mother's side. And they all three knew each other. And I gave a present for my grandfather's funeral to my grandmother, Elisa. Did she get that, or?
Yes, she did.
I don't. That one's not for me. But I'm not connecting with that. But Lennox would.
I am. She gives him wisdom.
Wait, say that again. That one's not for me. Who said that? What? Say that again.
No, Brenda. She said she wasn't picking it up.
Brenda
didn't pick it up, but I picked it up. And what I felt was that she was bringing great wisdom to you. So when you think about things, the yang and yang and whatever?
Yin and yang.
There you go.
Yin-yang.
She is the one that brings the wisdom to your mind to think about it.
What I do get about her. She's very stately and elegant in her mannerisms. She had some kind of elegance about her. So I get the impression that she wasn't real vocal. I mean, if she did speak, she wasn't, you know how some people talk.
Yeah.
And some people are more quiet with their wisdom. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the impression I get about her, her spirit. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how she was. Basically what it was is for my grandfather, because in California we had a funeral for him and people bought flowers, but with the flowers we cannot bring them on the plane. With the flowers of my grandfather, I just took it from his viewing and I brought it to my great-grandmother's grave as an appreciation of my grandfather raised me and so did you, and this is from him to you, kind of like a bridge. And I said a little prayer to her in Spanish, because I speak Spanish fluently because of her. Her being my great-grandmother, and she raised me for 14 years, and I just said a little prayer, and I said, I want to thank you, and I love you, and I hope you get this, and I hope you're enjoying yourself in heaven with my grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
You're the baby boy. You're the baby boy.
Yeah. But, ladies, thank you so much.
You're much loved as the baby boy.
Yeah. I appreciate it, ladies. Thank you so much. Oh, sorry. I'm outside speaking.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
Well, it was good talking to you, Ray. And blessings to you and your family.
Spirit. Yeah. Thank you, ladies, so much. And as we say here on my home island of Guam, Don Kuluna Situ Smasi Turus Hamzu, a big thank you to everyone and to you, too.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
How nice. Multicultural. We were talking about this, you know, with Tina and the multicultural. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
spirit.
Yeah. I think Tina left.
Tina, are you still there?
Tina, are you still there? I think Tina left because she, you know.
I'm here.
Oh, you're there?
Oh. I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good. I just finished my multicultural counseling class, so I love this. I love all these different flavors that are coming into this conversation.
So I just don't know if you guys see for me anything I need to know.
Oh. I picked up something on your son. Chuck, chuck, chuckity, chuck, 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 chuck. What is that? The spirit is telling me, chuckity, chuck, 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 for your son, and it's comical. because I'm getting laughter in the spirit.
Oh, yes,
were
my
you
son
taking
is a
them
comedian.
Somewhere or something?
Oh, we laugh all day. We watch comedy. All we do is pray and watch comedy. So that's why you're getting chuckling from him.
Oh, okay.
Because
the spirit is telling me he's so happy. He's just chuckling, chuckling.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Oh, bless you.
Is Tina at home or at work?
At work.
It oh,
works.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who is that blonde around you at work? Boy, she's a jealous-ass heifer. Excuse my language.
At work?
Oh, the blonde. Yeah, and looks like one eye is normal and the other eye is kind of like it squinches.
I know who you're talking about. It's a lawyer lady at my job.
Okay, well, she's something else.
Yeah, she's something else.
She definitely needs prayer. She is something else, honey. She definitely needs, in fact, somebody needs to lay hands on her. And I don't know. Stop. Yeah, they just need to pray. Because I'm talking about laying hands like, that's what she needs.
So she's really jealous of Tina.
I don't know why. I don't even think about that energy. That's on her.
Yeah, but it's not just Tina. It's her. It's
yeah.
Who this woman is. She just, it could be Tina. It could be another woman. She just, it's within her because she has low self-esteem.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. She has low self-esteem. But
uh-oh.
She's a pistol, though. She's a real pistol.
Uh-oh. Yes, she is.
I mean, you know, she's the kind you want to stay out her way because being in her circle is drama. So that's why I want to say, you know, be out of the way. Like, you know, you can speak. As my grandmother said, you can throw a dog a bone. That don't mean you got to stand there and watch him eat it, you know. So you can still be Tina, be nice, speak, how are you today, and, you know, keep it pushing. But, no, she's not one you want to get in that circle, be that close to her. Because she's
okay.
Toxic right now. So I'm just telling you to watch it. You know who it is, but she's,
yeah.
She's
oh,
very
I definitely
toxic
know
right
it.
Now.
What about, just one more thing. What about Lewis Finances? Do you see him assisting me more? Do you see what's going on with that?
Girl. Why was I getting ready to say, where is Lewis? And the name is just popping up.
Oh, wow.
I was just, you said it before I could get it out of my mouth. Lewis is the one with the pretty eyes, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. The guy loves you. What are you worried about?
Oh, no, I just wanted more money. That's all. No, I'm good because I just surrendered him. You see, I'm happy now. But I just was the finances. That's all. You can always check on your finances.
Yeah, you got money coming. Brother got money coming. You have money.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's yeah. No, I don't see Poe crossing his door. You know what I mean? He will always live comfortably, and he will. I don't know about
okay,
richness.
Good.
But he will live comfortably that he wouldn't have to worry about his living, like bills or if he wanted to buy something, he'll have the money. So, yeah, he's okay. Man,
okay.
But this guy just loves you. Ooh,
oh,
I'm feeling
God.
It.
Oh,
yeah,
praise God.
Mm-hmm. But you know why? It's because of your spirit. You bring the goodness out of him, and that's why. But, you know, you're a prayer warrior. So you bring the goodness out of him, where somebody else he might not as readily show that side of him, because you know people are protective of their being. So, but you he would. He'll always be there, girl. Don't worry.
Okay,
20 years
thank
from
you.
Now, he'll still be there. You'd be like, you still here?
Thick and thin.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's
yeah,
the one
he ain't going
day,
nowhere.
The keepers. Yeah.
Thank you.
He's not going nowhere. He's a good guy, you know, like everybody else, but at least this man does love you, and he would definitely take care of you. I mean, if you needed something, he would try his best to get it for you. Believe that. He would. Don't feel it, huh?
What?
I said, don't feel it, huh? I heard that deep sigh.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Hello?
Brenda, what? Okay.
No,
Brenda,
it wasn't
what
me.
What are you feeling?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't feeling anything. I wasn't. I thought was he's there for thick and thin, like the keepers, the people that, you know, you can't shake them loose. Like,
yeah, they're always going to be there. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I got a couple people in my life, and didn't seem like no matter what crazy thing I pull off or do or say, they just like, girl, I'm through with you. I'm still here. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, my best friends are, I mean, they deserve Academy Awards, but it's either that or a good counselor besides myself.
Okay.
No, they're, you know, they're just, yeah, they're, when it's real, you just can't shake something loose that's real and it's deep. Because the root, yeah, it's like a real good oak tree, deep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you going to an event this week where there's balls bouncing? Some event or sports thing this week? Because I see balls bouncing all around you. Some sports event.
Oh, okay, the gym. Mhm.
Oh, okay. And then I see, and I'm like, where are all these balls bouncing around her?
Well, you go to watch basketball, or you going to play, or
just sports? I love sports, and in the gym, and yeah, I go with the NFL players. But you know, the season is over, so yeah, I'm always around around that. Mm-hmm.
Sports people, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, see now, Tina, we got you on. For you, hang up. Come on now. Come on.
Thank you.
I got company coming over.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Right. Wait, don't hang up. I ain't telling you to hang up.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you that I have company coming over. How will the visit go? Will it be a nice visit, or will I act a monkey, or what?
Wait a minute. I'm not quite sure I understand. Are you talking to Tina?
The person is going to come, but it's going to, I see you having a serious conversation, because that person has something going on in their mind. The person that's coming on, I don't know why she either boxes.
It's Larry.
Okay. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, so that person, I was going to say, I know I saw blue. It's going to end up being serious. You're going to have a good time, but you're going to see like a serious, they're going to be there, but you could tell that they still have something else on their mind.
Let me tell you about that a little bit, Tina. This is a person that loves her, but he's not the most mature person on earth. So, people come into our lives, and there's how we see that we should be loved, and then mm-hmm. there's how other people love us. Does it mean that they don't love us because they're not loving us the way we want to be loved? No.
Mm-hmm.
It just means they may not know how to love us in a way that we particularly appreciate. You know, it's like people who have cats and they say the cat brings them dead snake and puts it in their shoes, or you know, or mm-hmm. there are people who have cats. Their cats are always catching weird things and bringing it home, and they get all upset and angry. And it's like that cat is like a big cat. The big cats bring home the goods to their pride. They love them.
Mm-hmm.
So. Human beings are a lot like that, too. There
mm-hmm.
are times, you know, where women talk about, yeah, he went out and bought like a 50-inch screen TV for Valentine's Day. What does that got to do with Valentine's Day? He's thinking, I love TV. You must love TV, so I'm bringing you a TV.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a woman may have preferred, you know, nice lingerie, a romantic dinner, you know, rose petals on the floor, and then the, so we're dealing with a situation where somebody just, they care, but they
love
don't
language.
Always know how. But occasionally it comes clear. And I think Miss Linus doesn't always like that, because she wants it to always be the way she wants it.
True.
She's woman.
Oh, no, I can see him.
Yeah.
No, I can see him. I see him clear.
Yeah.
That's what
I told her that a long time
mind.
Ago. She didn't want to listen to me then. She's like, oh, no, we're just friends. Like, yeah, well.
No,
yeah,
I'm going to be more mysterious.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's going to be serious.
So too. It's going to be a serious
mm-hmm.
conversation.
Yeah,
but
serious
I do
conversation.
Have,
you know,
that's
but that's...
He may want to go out. I'm not sure if you want to go out.
No. I can tell you that. I mean, unless it's dinner. I mean, if he said, let's go out to dinner or something, yeah, that's okay, but...
I think that's what Tina's talking about.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, because that would be...
Not like stepping out, right? I don't
yeah,
know.
Like he may want to go out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. He's going to tell you some things. I see something going on with his family. I think that's something that's in the back door. I don't know if it's a... It's, I don't know. It's not the mom, but it's a woman.
His wife?
That's not feeling well. Mm-mm, no, not that. She's not feeling well. It's a family member that's not feeling well.
Maybe it's his
sister. And that's in the back
dad.
Of his mind, so.
Oh, no. Or his brother. That's right, because he had a brother that's been quite sick. Forgot about
mm-hmm.
that.
Somebody is sick. So I know that that's in the back of his mind. So he's laughing and joking, but he's going to, because he knows that you can talk to him. He knows that he can talk to you about that, but he's not going to want to kill or move.
Yeah.
Because he knows that you know, it's about the friendship and having fun and keeping it light.
Yeah.
We won't. It'll get heavy.
Tell him something about his car. He needs to fix, I don't know, something with the brakes. He might need to look at his brakes or get his I think he may have just had the brakes done, but he needs to have them bled. They're too tight.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, no, well, conversation. Girl,
I'm sorry.
It's been coming along.
I ain't about to give up nothing, but conversation, yeah, we can talk. We can
absolutely. That's why, no,
talk.
That's why I told you, no, he is, I mean, if things went that way, he wouldn't mind, but no, he has some things on his mind also, so. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Friendship. When you got friendship, you know, there's still those friendship obligations.
Yeah.
No matter what's taking place, if you got a friend is a friend, you know,
yeah.
a real friend. So, you know, sometimes even when you know, we all have that with our good friends and some drama didn't happen, you think, good Lord, I've just about had it with you. But if they were to show up at your doorstep and it's like, look, I need to talk, you're going to listen.
Yeah.
And you would want to listen. So, and sometimes people just need to connect with us. You know, there's nothing has to really happen. Sometimes they just, it's our presence. There's no other presence on this earth like Tina, like you, or like me, or anyone else in the world. They're the rarest gems in the world, number the billions, but they're so rare, you can't replicate them. I don't care
yeah.
how much you clone them or whatever. They'll never be the same because they'll never have all the same experiences
mm-hmm.
that shape who we are. It's impossible.
Mm.
So whenever somebody like Lewis needs some Tina, your son needs some mom Tina, it's because there's not going to be nobody out there that can be Tina. Even if he has an aunt or a grandmother who's like, similar to his mom, it still ain't mom Tina.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with Linus. You know, her children, when they want to talk to her, they don't want to talk to anybody else. They want to talk to her.
Yes.
It's because
yep.
there can be no one else to fill that. No, the world only has one Tina. No matter how many people have Tina for a name, there's only one like you.
Yeah, just like even Linus even tells me off funny. I love her.
Yeah.
I did some shit. She was like, why did you do that? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then start laughing. Just set me straight, funny.
Brenda knows.
Yeah.
She knows me too. I do that.
Boy, you're just calling her all out now, Tina, aren't you?
No, she sets me straight. I love her. She knows she set me straight. She sets me straight with love. So that's fine with me.
Yeah, but someone else couldn't really talk to you that way. See,
not
see what
all,
I'm saying?
Not at all.
Yeah, they have a different energy, yeah.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
is
yeah.
That is the great
love.
And see,
yeah.
and this is all rolling right back into well, the beginning of the conversation about, you know, when somebody comes in, instead of, you know, judging them, it's like find out, you know, what does this treasure have to offer you?
Hmm.
You don't know it. You don't maybe not even be all down for the way it's packaged. But I used to say this all the time to my coworkers. It's like, just show the love. Don't package it up. And they used to make fun of me all the time. But they love that. They love that. And they would yell at me because I used to drive bus. They'd yell at me across the street when our buses would be passing. It's like, just show the love. Don't package it up. And it's true. It's like, what's it going to really hurt? If somebody rejects you, it's not your loss. Always theirs.
But so, you saying don't. You said just show the love, don't pack it.
Just show the love, don't package it up. In other words, you know, people, you know that they kind of want to connect with you or you want to connect with them, and then they act all reluctant and gruff. It's like you just say, look, just show the love. Don't package it up. You know it's there. It's just like Adam's. Loves are the thread of life, and that's how we are able to exist. God is love. Love is God. There's no existing without it. So even when we want to be mean and nasty to someone because we're mad they wore the same shoes to the event we wore the same shoes to, whatever the reason, they looked at our boyfriend wrong, whatever the reason, love is somewhere in there. Sometimes you got to dig halfway to China to find it, but it's still there. And they're packaging up. They're trying to hold it. They don't really want to share it. Just like, just show it. It's there. I know it's there. It's okay. I already know it's there. You know, when people come at me wrong, I got family. They don't always love me the way I want them to, and God knows I do not love them the way they want me to. But I let the love out the best way I can. I try not to package it up.
There you go. That's what I always say, just show it the best way that you can and go on. And that's all, you know. I'm the pure heart person. I always want to believe the best in people and look for the good in the heart. And they say when you look at another person, you're actually looking at yourself. So how do you see yourself in that person? You know,
that's true,
because we are mirrors. I mean, we spoke about this on Tuesday. We are all mirrors. But how do I see myself in Tina? How do I see myself in Brenda? You know, this also goes back to judging people. Which was the beginning of our conversation. So, you know, how do I see myself in you? In other words, if I love Tina, then how do I see Lynn and Tina? Well, I do through her love, her prayer, her generosity, you know, her kindness in her heart. You know, Brenda through education. So, you know, but we don't look at each other like that. We see a person like, yeah, maybe. You know, but really, we are all one. There is no separation, and that's the truth.
Absolutely, I don't care
if you're religious or not. I mean, please believe there is a God, or God is, or the universe, whatever. But that is the truth. You know, we are all one. What affects one affects all of us. And
that's true.
We are a big soup, and so here's it: we're all in this big giant soup. And say, like, I'm the carrot, and Aunt Lynn's the chive, and Tina's some celery. So in this soup, where is it that you can be that you don't touch? Where can the celery exist in the soup and not somehow be mixed in the same soup with the carrots and the onions and the celery? Where? There's nowhere. We're all... Where does one begin and one end? Where?
Amen.
So we're all in the same soup. We're all in this together. And it's like the only way that soup's going to taste damn good is when we're all in there together.
Yep.
They got the celery, and there's a whole lot of that soup that ain't tasting right. I don't know what you can make without onions, hardly. And even though carrots are a little bit sweet, like me.
Shameless plug.
You'll need a little bit of the orange color to make things look and taste right. So where? There's show the love. Don't package it up. It's all, we're all in this together. We really, truly are.
Hmm.
The entire living ecosystem, every human being. I don't care what race you are, multicultural. Look at this young man, Ray, that calls in. Ray's all
that's
different.
That's what I was going to say. He was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. From Guam.
He talked about intergenerational differences and then the multicultural differences and, you know, even what he wants to do, his communication. He's getting all this stuff from these grandparents who are all from different cultures and different languages, everything. And so here we are. It's like here's this baby boy who's like this incredible product that's going to go on and represent his ancestors.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then we're doing the same thing from our cultures. And the more we intermingle with these conversations, connect and have wonderful children like Tina's children or Aunt Lynn's children.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God, maybe me, if it could happen. It's just so that, you know, that we can go on and be a stronger world. Not just nation, a stronger world. Because I don't care who's being born in Africa or Yugoslavia or Russia, Hawaii. It doesn't matter. They're my kin.
Yeah.
Somehow we were connected at some level. That's way far back, but we're all connected.
Yeah, and even with the young man's grandparents. Look, they're gone, but look at the love that's still through him. You can just tell what type of individuals they were by the way he is.
Yes.
Oh, exactly,
amen.
Tina. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that's a good lesson for everyone out there. Hillary Clinton talked about it takes a village to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, list people. You know, it does show who you are based on how you are with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So as you go through your life, and you lift up and you do and you help others, it only reflects on you.
Mm-hmm.
By the same token, the dried up, creepy, you know, dead flowers that some people are producing, it's because that's what they're embodying.
Well, you know what else, too? Bishop T.D. Jakes was saying that in this day and time, he said that people need to teach their children how to serve. He said that if you learn how to serve other people, you will never be out of a job. You know, he said, when you go places, make people miss you, meaning that you shouldn't just think about yourself, you know, in this world. And that's what makes the difference. If people are just selfish, they're not going to take time out to – that's what causes crimes and things like that because people are selfish. I just have to have – I have to have this. No, but if you're thinking, how may I serve, you have friendships for life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have friendships for life, and then the kindness – will open all types of doors, and then it just continues on. Like, we didn't even plan this conversation, but the love that we all have within, it just took over.
Right. And unfortunately, it's getting ready to end, right?
Yes,
Lennis?
It is.
It was so awesome talking to you ladies. Thank you.
It was great. I'm glad you called.
Today was a good show, and you know what? It was the show that it was supposed to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It really is.
Everyone who
sometimes
called in and those who didn't or just listened,
Mm-hmm. They're just listening to the show. Well, before I let you guys go, I want to thank Tina definitely for joining in with us today and helping the program to be great. And Brenda, as always, Brenda brings in that wisdom and that educational part and psyche too. And always, remember every Wednesday from 3 to 4 o'clock, me and Brenda will be on the air. Now, next Sunday on our regular show, we'll be doing current events. So if you want to call in anything that's going on in the news, economics, politics, entertainment, whatever else that everybody's talking about, we're going to be discussing it. And the following Sunday will be the sports show. And the Sunday after that, please mark your calendars. March 24th, that whole show for 90 minutes will be dedicated to blessed and thank you. And that's what I want to hear is people calling in, talking about how they've been blessed and what they are thankful for. So please call in. And the very last Sunday of March, because it's five Sundays, will be Poetry Sunday. So All my poetry fans, call in. We are going to just let her rip and enjoy some good poetry. We haven't done that in a long time. So
all right.
Please call in and enjoy. With that, I'm going to close out the show, and I thank everybody as again. And remember two things, y'all. Always say thank you and I love you, and your day will always be grand. Thank you for joining us.